insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. First, let's listen to the verse.
ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
As you heard, we had arrived at verse 105, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Muslims, says the following: ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم. Neither the faithless from among the people of the book, nor the idol worshippers, like that any good be showered on you from your Lord. Allahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha, but Allah singles out for His mercy whomever He wishes. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim, and Allah is dispenser of a mighty grace. This verse has been mentioned after the numerous verses that were addressing Bani Israel to remind them of points so that they would be more ready to accept the religion of Islam and to be able to guide them. In these verses, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the Muslims, had told the Muslims that these people are not going to be actually accepting your faith and accepting what you call is, beware of them. This verse has a very interesting point in it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, first of all, the Ahlul Kitab and the Mushrikeen, the people of the book and the Mushrikeen, who are both people who have not accepted the religion of Islam. Whoever does not accept the true religion on the face of the earth is considered a kafir, a person who is faithless. They don't have the proper faith. Of course, we need to point out that kufr and kafir, there's many different meanings of it. Not every time the word kafir is used, the same consequences are meant. There's a fiqhi kafir, there's a kafir when we're talking about Islamic law, there's one definition for kafir. When we're talking about salvation in the hereafter, kafir would have a different definition, and so on and so forth. But what is meant here is people who do not have faith. And that's why the translator has translated الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who have done kufr, as the faithless, people who do not have the proper faith. So, these people, the Mushrikeen and Ahlul Kitab, says they do not like for any good to come from the Lord to you. This is something that the Kuffar have in common amongst them. Now, this verse is not only referring to the people of that time. If this was only a point to mention to a particular group of people in that time frame in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was amongst them, and would not apply to anyone outside of that time frame, it wouldn't have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. It wouldn't have been mentioned as part of Islam. it would have been mentioned as a very limited statement regarding the people that existed there in Medina and the mushrikeen that were there in Mecca. When we have a general verse or a universal statement mentioned in the Holy Quran, this verse applies to all times and ages. The verse says, the kuffar, the people who do not have faith, Ahlul Kitab, the people of the book, and the mushrikeen, the people who do not have faith, they do not want any good to come to you. But Wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha, Allah singles out whoever He wishes for His mercy. I'll get to that. One thing we need to consider, okay, if this is a universal statement, if this is talking about people of all times, how does that apply to us? Does this mean that all kuffar want our heads chopped off? All the kuffar want us killed? All the kuffar want us, you know, don't want any good to come to us? Well, people living in the West would tell you otherwise. Say, okay, what we have gotten from these countries, the people that are living around us, people in school, the healthcare, you know, all these systems that they have there in the West, they're benefiting us. And it's not like they're keeping all of that away from us. Yes, there's discrimination in certain areas, but not everybody's like that. So what is this? How are we supposed to take this? Yes, there are people that do not want that harm towards Muslims. They don't hate Muslims. They're not acting against Muslims. But we need to understand that especially the verses are talking about the what we may term today as the political mushrikeen in the kuffar. Okay. When it comes to power, when it comes to people who have power in society or in the universal or the international community, as they call it these days, when someone has got power, they feel threatened by the power of Islam and the Muslims. That's when they would want to keep away all benefits from the Muslimin if they can. They may sometimes portray themselves as giving some sort of benefit, some sort of good, and bringing some good or, you know, freedom or democracy, as they call it, to some Muslim nation. However, that is not the case. This verse tells us, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Don't think that the kuffar are going to want good for you to come. No, they would like that to stay as far away from you as possible. So this is one point that we need to consider. If we are talking about or considering relationship with kuffar powers, powers that control the global community, control what goes on in the world or in their countries, they will feel threatened with Islam. They would like to keep benefits away from Muslims as much as possible. We need to consider that when we are talking about and thinking about having relations with such powers. But we also need to consider this point, that وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. We shouldn't lose hope when we look at the situation or the status of Muslims worldwide and what is going on. And they're being oppressed in so many different countries, in Palestine, in southern Lebanon, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in India, in all these other places in the world, the Muslims are being oppressed by people. Don't forget that وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah will single out for His mercy whomever He wishes, as long as, according to the other verses, as long as we do our responsibility, as long as we have our faith, and we practice what we're supposed to practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be blessing us. And the hardships that we are going through are going to be tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu dhul fadl al-azim. The end of the verse tells us, and Allah is dispenser of a mighty grace. Dhul fadl al-azim. Mighty grace. Okay, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us, we shouldn't be looking at these powers that exist, the superpowers that we have in the world, for mercy or for benefits and stuff. No, that's not where it's going to come from. They do not want our good. They would want something good for us to come if we change, if we're not mu'mineen, if we're not Muslims, if we're not believers in this faith, if we're not following If we're not following this faith, yes, they would like us to have some of their benefits, because then we would be their slaves. What they can give us is very limited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dispenser of a mighty grace, okay, the grace that He can give, the blessings that He can provide in this life and in the hereafter, is beyond what one can really comprehend. If you put the both worlds and take both worlds into consideration, what He can give is even beyond comprehension and imagination. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be those who He singles out for His mercy, and to give us the grace that He has promised in this verse. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك